Yeah, what's going on? This is Ron Artest, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan. This is say it again. Buscarini. All right. Jordan Buscarini. All right. With Jordan Buscarini. Shout out to Queens, where you're right now.
Coming to you live from Price.
Put that cookie down.
Price, Utah.
Now.
Me and my man, Trav. Love Price. Price is awesome.
Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. Eastern Utah's main source for local sporting news.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM, 750 AM. Right now, joining us over the telephone, we have college football guru Phil Steele. He's kind enough to hang around for one more segment. Now, we talked the Utah Utes, Pac-12, and pretty much the entire landscape of the projected top 10. Now, Phil, I want to continue and talk about BYU. Of course, they'll be under the direction of first-year head coach Kalani Sitake. I love Sitake going out and bringing Ed Lamb, a guy that I'm very familiar with at Southern Utah. I thought he did a tremendous job there, but there's still always going to be some growing pains when you have a first-year head coach. What do you make of BYU's situation?
Well, I like the talent they have. You look at last year, remember Taysom Hill was supposed to be the top quarterback, Jamal Williams the top running back, and both those two were gone early in the season, if not before the season in Williams' case. Now they've got depth at the quarterback spot with both Hill and Mangum there. Tanner Mangum had some great games last year. And then Jamal Williams is backed by Squally Canada, my number 67 rated running back out of high school. I think he's going to be poised to have a good year backing up Williams. That's going to be a solid combination there. And don't forget about Algernon Brown, the guy that brings the power to the running game at 245 pounds, whether it's at fullback or in the tailback role. Offensive line looks solid this year, plenty of experience there. And defensively, when you look at BYU, they've got 8 starters back. So it's going to be the most returning starters they've had this decade on the defensive side. Should be pretty good there. Now, my biggest concern for BYU is that schedule. They open up with 3 Pac-12 teams right off the bat. Arizona, Utah and UCLA, 2 of those are away from home. They play a Big 12 team on the road in West Virginia. They play a Big 10 contender in Michigan State on the road. They play Mississippi State out of the SEC. And then if you're looking for the top group of 5 teams, well, if you're mentioning the top group of 5 teams, you have to say Toledo, Boise State, Cincinnati, Utah State. They'd all make my list. Guess what? They play all 4 of those teams. So it is a grueling schedule for BYU. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the first-year head coach.
Yeah, definitely. Best-case scenario for BYU out of those first 4 games. I mean, Arizona, Utah, UCLA, and West Virginia, that's a brutal schedule. Best-case scenario for them would be what?
Best-case scenario, I'm going to go with 3-1. I don't think they could pull off a 4-0. Once again, I'm putting on my blue glasses there, and I'm saying, hey, this is best-case scenario for BYU. I'm going to go 3-1. We saw last year. Remember last year they opened up with Nebraska, Boise State, and UCLA? They pulled 2 last-second wins and then a last-second loss to UCLA and then had absolutely nothing left in the tank against Michigan. So I think if they were to win, let's say, the first 3 games, I don't know if they'd have anything left for that 4th game. So I'm going to go with best-case scenario 3-1.
As far as a sleeper to sneak into the college football postseason this year, and when I say sleeper, I'm meaning maybe a team that's not part of a Power 5 conference. We can consider Notre Dame part of a Power 5. They're a Power 5 team. We can put it that way.
Yes.
What's one of the squads that you could see sneaking in and really shaking things up this year?
Well, the one that can do it with a good dose of reality here is the Houston Cougars. You know, when you look at Houston last year, they finished 13-1. I thought Tom Herman did a phenomenal job. Stepped in. And Ohio State fans will tell you, boy, their offense was missing Tom Herman last year. Had a big drop-off with his loss, despite the fact they had veteran quarterbacks. But here he's got Greg Ward to work with. Brings in a Texas transfer at running back in Duke Ketelon. He's got good receiving core, and the defense looks solid. Their defensive front 7 has got 6 potential all-conference players on it, so they look pretty good. And then you have to factor in the schedule. Now, a group of 5 team is not going to make the playoffs unless they've got a decent schedule. Well, Houston opens up right out of the box with a neutral site game against Oklahoma. The game's actually in Houston, so you got to figure they're going to have the home field edge. If they were to knock off Oklahoma, and Oklahoma was to go on to win the Big 12, they could conceivably take the Big 12 spot in the playoffs, especially if they end up running the table this year. And you look at their road games, they all fall into the winnable category. Cincinnati only had 7 wins last year, Texas State had a losing record. Navy is in a rebuilding year. They lost a lot from last year's squad. SMU had a losing year, and Memphis lost Paxton Lynch. So with the road games winnable, a tough enough schedule, and then the fact that they open up against Oklahoma, I think Houston would be that team that has a shot of bursting the bubble and breaking into the Final Four.
Now, you mentioned Houston possibly taking the Big 12 spot if they could knock off Oklahoma and Oklahoma could win the Big 12. Is it still fair and right to place Notre Dame amongst the Big 12 teams since the Big 12 does not have a conference championship game?
Yeah, if you see Notre Dame out there with zero or one wins, they are going to be at the top. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if you look at conferences like the Pac-12 this year and the Big Ten this year, if their conference champ ends up with two losses or more. And if that happens, that really opens up the door for even potentially one conference to get two teams in it if there's that strong of teams out there. And when I look at Notre Dame, I'm looking at a team that last year lost some players you would think, oh my, if they lose this guy, they're done. They lost Malik Zaire, their starting quarterback. They lost their top two running backs. They lost numerous players on both sides of the football last year, yet there they were in the final game of the regular season playing Stanford on the road, number four in the country, and leading the game until Stanford's last second or on the final play field goal ended up beating them. They were in the mix for the playoffs last year despite those injuries. So despite having just nine starters back this year, they've got two solid quarterbacks in Deshaun Kizer and Malik Zaire and good talent throughout. And the schedule, when you look at it for Notre Dame, they only have three true road games this year: Texas, NC State, and USC. They've got three neutral site games. The rest of the games are at home. They've got the potential this year to be up there in that playoff mix.
Phil Steele, he's a college football guru, kind enough to join us. Phil, I want you to go ahead and talk about the Preview magazine. It'll hit the stores in just a couple of weeks.
Well, you're a heck of a guy, Jordan. The magazine is 352 pages, and all you have to do if you're out at the newsstands is just open up a copy and compare it to every other magazine on the shelf. We give you two full pages on Utah State, the same amount of coverage we give USC and Alabama. You'll see firsthand it has 3 to 4 times the amount of information any other preview magazine out there, and it's heavy. Compare the weight of it because it's about double the size of everybody else to begin with. Now, you can get on the newsstands on June 28th, but you can also get an advanced copy in your hands about 10 days before it hits the newsstands. And that, but you can do that by going to the website, which is philsteele.com. That's STEELE.com. Or by calling our offices direct at 866-918-7711. That's 866-918-7711. Now, we're not open tonight, but you can call the offices first thing tomorrow. Call first thing tomorrow. We'll get the magazine and the priority mail first thing tomorrow morning. That's 866-918-7711. And for those of you that can't wait the 2 to 3 days to get the magazine in the mail, you can download it to your iPad or iPhone through the Apple Store or go to your Android device through Google Play. So numerous ways to get the magazine, but I guarantee you it's the one you'll be using in August, September, October, November, December, and even January.
Definitely. Absolutely. Phil, you're also a terrific follow on Twitter as well for those who just have the itch for college football. You have a lot of information there. How can they follow Phil Steele on Twitter?
I appreciate that, Jordan. It is at PhilSteele042. That's at PhilSteele042. And don't ask me what the 042 is about. I guess the regular Phil Steele was taken. They had to come up with three numbers, so they put 042 in there. That's the entire meaning of that. But it's at PhilSteele042.
Phil, it's always so much fun to talk to you and pick your college football mind. It truly is second to none. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can catch up again with you in July.
Sounds good, Jordan. I really enjoyed talking football with you tonight.
Thank you very much, Phil. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Jordan.
Phil Steele, college football guru, taking out the time to join us for not one but two segments here on the show. I already have the itch for college football. And look, throughout the entire year, I use my show prep off of Phil Steele's College Football Magazine. It's absolutely brilliant. Definitely make sure you go pick it up if you're into college football. I mean, this thing is fantastic. As he mentioned, two pages on every team, every FBS team in the country.